So, yeah, we were in today's daf is daf Yotes, and we're involved in the question of the machlokas that we found about whether bota Megillas Tainis or not. So one of the rayas that we brought last night was the special holiday that was made for the third day of Tishrei, which was the restoration of the din of not putting in Askaras Hashem inside the shtaros, in order that there shouldn't be a bizui of the shame. It should end up in Auschwitz. So yesterday the Gemara asked, so you see from there, that it must be that there was already, even though they're adding new things, there's no problem adding new things. Tell me that they were Mevatel Megillas Tainis. It makes no sense to say we're going to add new holidays after canceling all the old holidays. Well, we appoint in that. So we answered there that it's talking about Bezman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam. And that indeed the Bingi Megillah had not yet been bottled, according to anybody. Then the Gemara asked, and I'm reviewing this because we're going to be dealing still with the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara asked if that's the case, then anyway there was a holiday on that day, because that was the ex Tzom Gedalia, which now became Sosin the Simcha Tzom Gedalia, rather. And that's on the third day of Tishrei anyway, so what in the world was the point of making the third day of Tishrei a holiday, if typically Davili Yom Shner Agba Gedalia Berachika. So Rav answers. I think this is where we had gotten up to.
Yeah, we're on Amar Rav.
Amar Rav, those words. Yeah. So Amar Rav lo nitzcha ela leesor et shelefanav. The reason that we made the special takana was because this way, since it says in the Megillah that Hayamim Ha'ele Lifnehem V'Lacharehem Ha'asurim, so now by making the third day of Tishrei a holiday, it turns out that you can't make a tainis on the second day of Tishrei. Obviously, it's talking about in that period where they didn't have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. L'chora. There are some who want a tainis. This is again the question of whether you're misanim on Rosh Hashanah. But then, okay. Yeah. But in any event, so the Rosh Hashanah is not a problem. We'll see later on. So, therefore, we wanted to make certain that the Nafkamina Lahalocha would be that the day before Sasein Vesimcha Gedalia, as they would call it, was also Aser B'Tainis. Says the Gemara, but Yom Shelofanav anyway would be Aser B'Tainis, because typically they have a Yom Shalach Rosh Chodesh. Since Rosh Chodesh is one of the Moedim, Ra'a Lai Moed, and you just said that for these happy days, we Aser the day before and the day after. What's the point in having the day before? We anyway, the day before is the day after. The day before Sosin V'Simcha Gedalia is the day after Rosh Chodesh. Otherwise known as Rosh Hashanah. Talking about Tishrei. It could be that also Rosh Hashanah, maybe there wasn't much of a card. They are going to talk about it. It's sort of funny to refer to Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Chodesh. And say it's the day after Rosh Hashanah. Could be that there was more of a Dabar Poshet, that Rosh Hashanah doesn't require a tikkun for after it. But Rosh Chodesh is not as powerful. So maybe they thought that Rosh Chodesh would be included in the dinim of the Megillas Tainis. And it says the Gemara that no, that's not the case, that Rosh Chodesh actually does not asa the day after, surprisingly, but we've seen a number of examples of this in our Masechta, that the more chomer you are, the less makbid we are. So here too, Rosh Chodesh is a diaraisa. Diaraisa lo boi chizuk. You don't need to strengthen people's relationship within diaraisa. They take it very seriously. And therefore, the yomim that are aser and Megillas Tainis, which are only midibrei seferim we aser lifneim v'lachareim, but the yomim la'achar v'lifneim moadim that are diraisa, we don't have to aser. The Tanya, hayamim ha'ele haktuvim b'megillat ta'anit aserim ben lifneim v'lachareim. So these days, this is self mistaken from the braisa. So these days, which we are hereby including in Megillat ta'anit, indeed, Aser the day before them and the day after them. But Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, heim asurim, lifneihem v'lachareihem mutarim. Even though that day itself, the Moed, or the Shabbos, would be Aser, the day before and the day after is mutar, And the Brayta itself explains. My Hefresh Bein Zeh LeZeh. What's the difference between them? Halalu Divrei Torah Vein Divrei Torah Tzrichim Chizuk. And therefore, we don't have to worry about people's reaction to it, even though the day itself will be isolated among days of Ta'anit, let's say. But so what? People will still take very seriously a Rosh Chodesh. But Halalu, the days that we're adding over here in Megillah Ta'anit, are Divrei Sofrim. With Divrei Sofrim, Tzrichim Chizuk. And therefore, we have to make it also Osir Lifneihem. Yeah, but it still doesn't make sense. Because the day before would anyway be Osir. Because the holiday of Gedalia, the Sosim of Simcha of Gedalia, is not the Arisa. So since it's not the Arisa, it would anyway Osir the Yom Shilofonov. So what's the point of making the holiday of Gedalia? Because you're saying this was during the time of the Binyan. And during the time of the Binyan, the third of Tishrei was anyway a holiday. You're saying they wanted to add a holiday because of the Shtarot. What are you gaining? You're gaining that the day before is Asr. The day before is anyway Asr because of the other holiday, which is the holiday of Gedalia. So what's the addition? So typically, Da'avila Yom Shilifnei Yom Shnei Rak Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. Om Rav Ashi, no. Gedalia Ben Achikam, that holiday also does not require chizuk. Why? Because we learned it out of the Pasuk before. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that lists all of the various that they will be the Sasim L'Simcha. The Tzomashvi now became the Sasim L'Simcha of Gedalia. And since it's Divrei Kabbalah, it appears in the Novi, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Damu, and they do not require Chizuk, only Megillas Tainis, which is completely Divrei Sefer, requires Chizuk. Masiv Rav Tubi Bar Mas. I'll give you another example. You can't get away with this answer. Be'esrim V'Timan Yaveh, Atik Besurat Taftel Yudoi, the Lo Yeidun Midiraisa. The 28th day of Adar. This is taken directly from Megillat Tani. The 28th day of Adar, the Jews heard a Besurat Teiva. And what was the Besurat Teiva? That they do not need to forget about the Torah. It's Besurat Teiva. They don't have to be Mavatal the Mitzvahs, as we'll see in a moment. Others learn the lo ya'idim yiraita means they don't have to stop being oisik b'teira, because one of the gzeres was that they weren't allowed to be oisik b'teira. But Rashi learned shelo yidim yiraita means they have to be minutak from the Torah by dropping the following mitzvahs. Shigazra malchus, actually, the original girsa said that this appears to have been censored. And the original girsa was Shegozra Malchus Harasha'ah Shemad, which was a reference to Rome and the church and so on. So the censors would often take that out. So never just say Shegozra Malchus. Shegozra Malchus Harasha'ah Shemad. Shelo Yasku B'Teira. Shelo Yamudu Et B'neihem. And when Jews weren't allowed to be Isaac and Teira, they weren't allowed to be Mal their children. And they had to be Mechal Shabbos. So Ma'a Si Yehuda Ben Shamoa B'Chavi Rav. Yehuda ben Shammua was looking for an inside Washington approach to this problem. In those days it was inside Rome. But it's the same idea, Roman holiday, Washington holiday. So anyway, what do? I mean, you go only to the socialites. They're the only one who knows everything that's going on, right? So it's the women, they're sleeping with everybody. So they know everything that's happening. It's called a metronisa. The matron today, the targum matronis is Pelagish. Fine, okay, so the Washington socialite. So they went to a particular matron, but today it doesn't have the right connotation. Shekol Gedole Romi Mitsuyanets, all of the big shots in Rome, they were very friendly with this woman. And they asked her an etza. So what do you think we should do? How do we have a hashpa on the government? So she came up with a brilliant idea called demonstrations. This was the first stark demonstration. So she said to them, make a big demonstration. We'll close off basically St. Peter's Square, you know. And you'll come there with big signs and torches and you'll make a lot of noise. Get the loudspeakers, get the papers, CNN. So that's what they did. So Holchu Vivgino Balayla, to be mafgin means to make a lot of noise, basically. Shavea. So Omru, they shout, Ei Shamayim, by the heavens, Lo Achechem Anachnu, are we not brothers to Rome? V'lo b'nei av echad anachnu, v'lo b'nei me'im echad anachnu. Are we not the sons of one father? Seems to me the father was Mohu. Mohu. He was the famous Mohu, Yitzchak. You're going out there to be geyser against Bila. Your own grandfather was the Brisi Akimet Yitzchak. Famous mother who used to keep Shabbos. There was an onan that was kosher, the lights were lit, the Erev Shabbos had Erev Shabbos. That's how some Mazbe, why Badafka they said this, I know, that you have to come on to it, but it's certainly an additional cue to save Erev Shabbos. Ma nishtaninu mikolum ava lashon, Tata goes, atem gozrim alinu tzerot kashot. Kind of nonsense is that we should Badafka the one that you single out from all of the other nations to make these absurd religious decrees. On the contrary, we're the ones that you should be most supportive of. The most like you.
Well, Esav is good with Kibbutz Avayim, and that's why they're doing
this. Could be. That's a very good point. Very good point. Not them, but oh. Anyway, so because of that, they went ahead and they were Mevatel the Gezer, the Beetle. So now it turns out, but on the 28th day of Adar, they made a yantar. Now, how could they make a yantar the 28th day of Adar if you know they were bought to Mevatel Begilas Tainis before? He saw Gedai for Bottle Begilas Tainis. What are you going to say? They were Mevatel the old holidays, but they decided to make new holidays. That's crazy. Kamaita Bottle and Kunaita Mosifim. And what are you going to try to tell me? Something you tried to tell me yesterday. About the Shtarot holiday, that took place with Zman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, it's impossible. Because it says over here that Yehuda ben Shammua went to the matron to ask her Eitzah. And he himself was way after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right? Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself was generations already after the Churban. So how could you possibly learn that it took place before? I'll prove to you that he was. That we can identify him as a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. It's not. Kleis chulchit shenikvu. Ve'tif l'tocha neivim. Excuse me. Halacha is like this. That kleis chulchit, even though they're not mentioned in the Torah, doesn't say anything about glass kelim. Mentions all the other type of kelim, doesn't mention glass. So the Chachamim said, since glass is made from silicon, so it's made out of sand, we'll give it a din of kli keres. However, since it also has elements which are similar to kli matechel, namely that it basically can be liquefied, only metal can be liquefied, we'll give it partially dinim of matechet. So the nafkamina will be, you can't be matired in a mikvah, but it will be makabel tuma even from the outside. And the truth is, they wanted Badafki to give it strange halachas in order that people should know the difference between it and a tuma d'oraisa, because otherwise they would end up burning truma v'kachet based on kli chulchis. So we find that very often when there was a gzeirah d'rabbanan on something that was makabel tuma that normally wouldn't be makabel tuma, they always put in a strange side point that people would be able to realize, wait a minute, we shouldn't be burning Truma and Kachim, but that's an issue of the rights to do if it really is dark. Good. Now the Shaiva is like this. Matechet has in it a halacha, which is called Chozrim L'Tuma Yishana. So there's a gzera that if you have a kli which is tame, even though normally anything that you ruin, so you're mevatel it from its teras kli, it loses its tuma. Let's say if I take a kli matechet and I would melt it down and I reform it, I don't say that the metal retains the tuma that was there before. We lost the chain tuma. However, those things which are easily ruined and reformed, such as metals, so they made a takana because people will not be able to be mavdil, because people that see them using the same kalim will not realize that they had drilled a hole in it and then they had fixed it. And they'll think that they were using kelim. So they made it that kind of called chozrim l'tuma yishana. It goes back to the way it was before. Klis chuches, they did not make such a takana. Again, they wanted to give it only some of the dinim of matzah, so it wouldn't be come to a matzah in which they would end up burning truma v'kadosh. How about if there is a klis chuches that you were menake? So you went ahead and you made a hole in it in order to be mevatel it from its tuma. So you ruined it, and now hitif l'tochan ever. You now drip some lead into the hole in order to seal up the hole so that you can now use it as a kli. Now the problem is that this glass kli is now being made usable, held together, so to speak, by metal. Lead is a metal. Does it have the din of metal, or does that have the din of kli zchuchis? Nothing.
When you say melted down on a metal pot, are you talking about
mamash
melting it down or
no.
Patching it up through
melting, soldering. So even though the din is that kli zchuchis themselves do not have a din of chozrim l'tuma yishana, Shaila's over here that if you dropped in metal, so here it says yiftetoch naiver, Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that Yehuda ben Shamoa, who was the one who went to that socialite in Rome, he said that it's Tomei, quoting Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir. So that means that because of the ma'amid, is the technical term for a substance that keeps something together and allows it to be used. So over here, the metal, lead, is what keeps it together. It's considered to be a metal kli, and it is chozrim l'tuma yishana. Now, that means that Yehuda ben Shammai was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. That's all that we need to prove. The Chachamim say you don't go according to the Ma'amid. You go according to the main kli. The main kli is still a zchuchit, and it just has a little hole in it that you've cleared, sealed up now with the Eber. Answers the Gemara, you're right. There's no way out of this. If, in fact, they had been mevatel Megillas Tainis, they would not have possibly added a new halakhah. Must be that those who hold that they were not mevatel, that they were mevatel Megillas Tainis, have to have a different tana that they're semecha. Because according to this, basically the Braisa is telling you that they were not mevatel Megillas Tainis. So how can you come along and say bitul Megillas Tainis? Therefore, we have to say that really it's a machlokes tanoim, whether it was mevat, whether Tainis, Megillas Tainis was nisbata or not. And the machlokes over here is indeed based on a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, hayamim ha'elu haktuvim b'megilat ta'anit, bein bizman shebet ha-migdash kayam, bein bizman she'en bet ha-migdash kayam, asurim, divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds that the Megillat Tanit applies even after the Churban. Because Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam Asurim Yitesh Simcha Yileh. Then in Okinami, we can experience the Simcha of these days during the time that the Beis HaMikdash is around. But Bizman She'en Beit HaMikdash Kayam Mutarim Yitesh Evel Ulahem. All of our Simcha is Mitapech La'Evel, in that we no longer are zecher to the Yeshua Sashem, and therefore this becomes bottle in the context of Churban. The Ilchasa Batlo, the Ilchasa Lobak. We paskin that Megillas Tainis is indeed bottle. But we also paskin that it's not bottle. No. That's somewhat of a problem, isn't it? Kashi Ilchasa, Ilchasa Lo Kashi. Kan Bechanaka Vapurim, Kan Beshar Yumi. Megillas Tainis is bottle, except for Chanuk and Purim. So Chanuk we already discussed yesterday. It was with Yosef with the Neshebo, or because of the Misparsim Neshebo. Purim we'll have to get to discuss in the Yom of Purim. But in any event, the two halachas are not a contradiction. It's interesting that the Pri Chodesh brings from here, which is before the political implications of such a determination, that it comes out from this Gemara, if you pass Kibbutz Megillas Tainis, so then he goes out against all of the kehilas that were koveya local yomim teir, because it means that we're not koveya on a nes a yontif, since if we're mevatel the old ones,
seems ridiculous to institute a new one. Oh, this of course became a major example. This became a major issue, la halacha of Yom HaTzmaut.
Those are national. Those are binding on all Jews, as opposed to particular kegilas saying.
Good, you know, the Pri Chodesh, but the Yom HaTzmaut for sure has an application. Fine, those try to be mechalik, personal. That over here, it's been, you know, nobody's saying that an individual that had a nazi shouldn't be makir the nazi. It's not, it's just a question whether Yisrael as a whole can be makir. Okay, it's a lot of publicity about this issue, but again, you never know what you're going to find. In the Botel Megillah Steinis, does that mean Botel Yom HaTzmaut? It's the Shaila.
This is the answer to the question yesterday. Are you saying Chanukah and Purim are not Bethel out of Megillah Steinus, or Megillah Steinus is Bethel and Chanukah and Purim on a completely different level?
No, they're part of Megillah Steinus. That's why you're asking Hilchos Sotah Lo Bavli. Al Elo Mipnei Rosh Hashanah Val Tishrei Mipnei Takanat HaMoadim. Getting back to our Mishnah, we're discussing the months for which we will send out runners to inform people when Rosh Chodesh was. So it says Elul will inform them because Rosh Hashanah will always come out on an Elul that's chaser. In other words, on what would have been the 30th day of Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. On Tishrei for the Moadah. So does that make any sense? If you're telling me that we send out on Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Hashanah in Elul, then we already know when Rosh Hashanah was. We know when Rosh Hashanah was, and we know when Sukkot is. So why are we resending in Tishrei? It's redundant. If we can rely on the Elul. And if we can't rely on the Elul, so then don't send people out in Elul. What good is it? They're going to know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, but they won't know how long Elul was. So either way, this day, Mamonav Shachar doesn't make sense. It's given it Akula Elul. You already sent out the Shluchim on Elul, and you're relying on that people will know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. So now Tishrei Lamanu. So why are you sending out new people again? You're going to tell me maybe there's a chashash after all that maybe they were sofkos of Mahabra Omer Chinuna Bar Kahana Omerav Miyamot Ezra Ve'elach Lomatzino Elamahum. It says never ever happened such a thing from the time of Ezra. Tosfos says, okay, but the Mashmos is at the time of Ezra it did happen. It brings really a riot from the Pasuk because over there, remember, we have a description in Ezra, in what we call Nehemiah, about the Rosh Hashanah that took place when they came to rebuild the second base of Mikdash. So it says over there, "Bayom Hasheni Nesfu Rosh Hashanah." Bayom Hasheni. So it says it's a remnant that they were keeping already a second day of Rosh Hashanah because the same problem that we have with the Chashash that maybe Edom will come and so on and so on. So if that's the case. But nowadays, since from that time on, it's already been so many centuries that such a thing never happened. So what's going to be telling me that there have to be chayshish that dilmi ruah la'elo? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Lo matzino. It says we don't find such an example. We don't find such an example. Though itzrich was never necessary to be ma'aber el. But ha itzrich, if there is a need to be ma'aber el, in order to work things out, that Rosh Hashanah shouldn't lo adu rosh, to avoid problems with fresh vegetables or with burying the dead, so that Yom Kippur shouldn't come out 2 days of Isser by Shabbos and Yom Kippur, whatever the problem is. But if it would work out that we needed to be ma'abrel, who's to say we wouldn't be ma'abrel? We would be ma'abrel. You would be ma'abrel. Mikalka Rosh Hashanah. You say, wouldn't that mess up what Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be? I mean, what? Make up your mind. You tell me they're relying on Rosh Hashanah on the Elul, but we have to send out on Tishrei because, after all, you may end up being Ma'abra Elul. So then you're going to be Mikalka Rosh Hashanah. Mutav Tikalka Rosh Hashanah v'lo Yikalka L'kulu Mo'ados. Enoch Yinani. But I mean, Lamaisa. The Rosh Hashanah that should be Mekukal is not as bad as having all of the Moadim not coming out at the times that we require them to come out because of all of the other Takonas. So because of that, we would in fact, if it was really an emergency, would be Ma'abr Lalo. So we had to be Modiyah people to let them know whether, Lamaisa we never were, but we had to send out Shluchim
to let them know, I'll say to them, just send out shluchim in the strange circumstances once in a century. If you were Ma'abrel, obviously you can't rely on people not coming. Right? I mean, somebody doesn't show up, it doesn't prove anything. Maybe, who knows, maybe they got way late. I mean, what? Doesn't show anything. If I know that the shluchim are coming, something that they were not Ma'abrel, okay, then I can rely on it. Now, Lemaisa, some of the other Rishonim are not very happy with this. What's the Shaykh to say that that Rosh Hashanah would turn out to be Mekukal? The dinim that we would be Ma'abar Elul for, the Lo Adu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Friday, is a rule that everybody knows. If this is what Beis Din is going to be relying on to be Ma'abar Elul, which is the way Rashi was understanding it, that the issue was the not to come out with the problem of burying the dead, not to be able to bury for 2 days straight, or for the vegetables. We'll see later on what the reason is when it gets stuck on, is that the vegetables should be able to be fresh. You shouldn't have two yomim of Kedusha, one after the other. So then everybody would know that too. So they'd also be able to apply it. So why would they be makalko the more of those? So there seems to be another problem that's involved over here in Kikomas. Okay, this we'll see as we go along. We're just beginning now with our getting a sense of what's happening now for Kiddush HaChodesh, just started. And so it's better, therefore, that Rosh Hashanah should end up being not kept properly, and this way, lo yitkalkalu kulo ma'ado. Deganami, by the way, if you take a look in the Mishnah, you'll see the Lashon in the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Because it says, we send out shluchim al tishrei, and what does it say? Mimei takanata ma'ado. What do you mean, mimei takanata ma'ado? Why don't you just say Al Nisan Pesach Al Tishrei Nitzar Amadas? What's the Takanat Amadas? So it must be that the whole point that the Tanya is making, the Mishnah, is that we will end up with some logistical problems with our Mayadites, that we won't be able to bury the dead, or we won't be able to have fresh fruit, fresh vegetables rather. So that's Chatakonas HaMoados, not because of the Moados directly. Because if that's what we were concerned about, we could have relied on Elul. But since we want to make sure that the Moadim are Ketikunam, because of that, we also need Shluchim on Tishrei. The next thing the Mishnah said was Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah Ve'al Adar Mipnei Apurim Ve'ilu Nidabra Hashana Yotzim afal adar sheni mipnei apurim lo katani. Something seems to be glaringly absent from the Mishnah. Because why doesn't it say that in a leap year you would have to send out shluchim to let people know to make Purim and adar sheni? So you'd want them to know exactly when Purim for adar sheni would be. How come it doesn't say that? Since it doesn't say that, it proves that the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shita, the Tanya. Rabbi Omer, Im nitabra shana yotzina faladar hasheni mipnei apurim. Rabbi indeed says beferish in a brisa that if it were a leap year, then the shluchim would have to go out again for adar sheni. Again, I mean, in those days you never knew about the leap year. So, in other words, if we'd already sent out shluchim for adar rishon. And then we're Ma'abed Hashanah, during Adar. So now, they say, so people need to know about the leap year, that they have a month to find out. That's not a problem. But how are they going to find out in time for Purim, that they have one to keep Purim? So that will have to send out new shluchim. The Mishnah doesn't say that, but Rebbe says in a brisa that you do have to send out shluchim. What would be the basis of this machlokas? Oh, Lema Balka Miflagim. Says the Gemara, apparently, the machlokis between Rebbe and our Mishnah revolves around the following issue. The Mar Sovar Kol Mitzvot HaNoagot B'Sheni Noagot B'Rishon. Here the question is, were you Yotze when you kept Purim and Adar Rishon, not knowing that there was a Shana Mu'uberet that you had to deal with? So you kept Purim, you read the Megillah, you gave your Matanos Lavyanim, Mishloach Manos, were you Yotze or not? So one man, the Omar, holds your Yotze for what you did in Adar Rishon. Comes along Adar Sheni. We don't have to do it again. So what's the point now of sending out shluchim to tell people You should know that we made a new year, and today was Rosh Chodesh about the Sheni, so that they should be able to keep Purim Bismana. You don't have to do it. Whereas Mar Savah, Kol Mitzvos HaNoagot B'Sheni, Ein Noagot B'Rishon. Therefore, says Rebbe, I'm going to have to redo Purim. If I redo Purim, then I have to know precisely when Purim comes out. So we need to send out Shluchim to tell me when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. No. The Kulei Alma Mitzvos HaNoagot B'Sheni, Ein Noagot B'Rishon. It may well be that both Bandi Omer and Rebbe and the Tan of the Mishnah hold that you were not Yotze with what you did during Adar Rishon. But the thing is that they're arguing in this, the question is, what day now will Purim come out based on how many days are there in Adar? That's what they're arguing about. And therefore, the shailas, do people know when Purim, as soon as they know that it's a leap year, will they automatically know what day Purim is going to be or not? And that depends on whether the length of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are kavua. If they're kavua every leap year, then they'll automatically know when Purim is. And that's the machlokas over here. The Ibur Shana, the Ibur Shana is the month of Adar Rishon. Adar Rishon has now become the Ibur. We were ma'aber this year by saying that this month now is basically not the Adar HaSamach L'Nisan. How long is that Ibur Shana? So one man, the Omar, says, Shloshim Yayim, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh. I assume that if you're saying Chodesh as opposed to Shloshim Yom, you mean 29 days. So there's a machlokas over here, whether the Adar Rishon is 29 days or whether it's 30 days. Says Yomar, so what difference would it make? I mean, Maishna Shloshim Diyadeh, it's a Chodesh Nami Yadeh. Yeah, well, here that turns out that each month Yomar is just giving you a different number of days, but they're both telling you a number of days. So who cares what? Tell me it's 15 days. I don't care, but the point is, if I know exactly how many days it is, I now know when to keep Purim, right? Because I know when Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni is. No, no, says the puppy, you don't understand. The man D'Amar, which is Chodesh, doesn't mean it's a month of 29 days. He means exactly what he's saying. You're saying it's 30 days. I'm saying it's a month like any other month, meaning it could be 29 days, it could be 30 days, which means that you no longer know. So man D'Amar Chodesh, what he's trying to say is, Ratza Chodesh of 29 days, but if necessary, if you what makes it work out better for you, Ratza Shloshim. So that means that there's no way to know when Purim is. According to that Man D'Yoma, which is Rebbe, you'd have to be Yotzi Shluchim Afal Adar Sheni. Mashenkin, our Tana holds there's no point in going out because we have a Kvias. Hey, Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kiyila Kadishat Yerushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim. So there was a number of Edus of you. First of all, it was made that both Adorim Mekachi Motam Yom Ibureihem. So the din of Ador is that the day of the Ibur, the day of the Ibur is the 30th day, because that's the day in which the month could be a Chodesh Mubar. Now we're talking about not a Shana Mubar. So on the 30th day, which is the Yom Ibur, so that you make them, your Mekadesh, both of their days, the 30th day, to be Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So in other words, the 30th day, what would have been the 30th day of Adar Rishon, is actually Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. What would have been the 30th day of Adar Sheni is actually Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So which means that they're both Chaser. L'meimer de chaser in avdina, but maleim lo avdina. We make them both chaser and not male. Lafuki minadorash of Nachum Bar Chista. To tell you not to follow the drush of Nachum Bar Chista. And heyed Rabbi Samoy, what he said was that Rabbi Samoy was made bishum chagai zechayim alach al shnei adarim shimrotzu lasot ab shneim meleim osim Shneim chaserim osim. Echad molei vechad chaser osim. That if you want to, you can do anything you want. Have one molei, one chaser, one molei, one. Or both of them molei, both of them chaser. He was made from Chagai Zechariah Malachi, that that's not the halacha, and that rather he was made from Kila Kadish B'Yerushalayim, that it's not the halacha, and that we always make them chaser by being Mekadish the Chodesh on the Yom of the Ebor, on the 30th day. So there are only 29 days, months. V'kach ayu no'agim b'gula, u'mishum Rabbeinu amru, but from Rav's name they said, Leolam echad malei veechad chaser, ad shivadalacha shuhukba rosh chodesh bizmano. Always we keep one, the first one malei, the second one chaser, unless you know for a fact that those shluchim or people who come from Eretz Yisrael, that they tell you that Bezdin was mekadesh rosh chodesh on the 30th now of Adar Rishon, which would have meant that the Rishon could have been chaser. But otherwise, you can always assume that it goes in that order. Mole, chaser. So,
two idiot, one is
the way in which they're noyed, Lamaise, and one is the way in which they could have been noyed.
It's all in there. So who do you go with?
Let's wait till we get an idea of what it is that we're talking about, because so far these issues, they don't have any achiza to us. We don't know what it means to make something malei or chaser until we go into our Rosh Chodesh and Yoni. Shalchu leila marukva. Now they sent a message to Marukva from the yeshiva that Adar asamach l'nisan le'olam chaser. So it's echad malei ve'echad chaser. Adar sheni, or an Adar Rishon, where there is no Adar sheni, there is a stam Adar. But the month of Adar that introduces Nisan is always a Chodesh Chaser. Now some say they did this in order to make certain that people wouldn't get confused about Pesach. So if they had a Kfiyas, there was always Chaser, so then there would be no problem. Which of course is very strange, as Tosis points out, so why send out Shluchim? If you have a Kvias, there's no need for Shluchim anymore. Okay, but we'll see that. Well, I mean, let's just wait until we get to the Sugya, and we'll see that's included in Maris Kashas. So Moshe Reb Nachman, here it says, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalalin et HaShabbat. Before we get to the issue of whether you send out Shluchim to Memodiah when Rosh Chodesh is, the question is, do you send out the Edim to travel on Shabbos to be made that they saw the moon? So here it says, as we'll see later on, that there are 2 months which it's necessary for the Edim who saw the month to be Mechalel Shabbos and to travel outside of the Tchum to come to Besdin to be made that they saw it. So the question over here is that we're going to determine whether it was going to be Molei or Chaser, right? What are the 2 months? This is Ala Nisan and Ala Tisha. So if you're going to tell me Bishleima Zimnim Molei Zimnim Chaser, telling me that sometimes the Adar, that Samach LaNisan, may be Molei, sometimes it's Chaser. Okay, so I understand. Mishumachim Mechalalina. Let's say that the Edim see the moon on the 30th. So they have to run to Besdin to make sure that the Besdin now knows that they're going to be Mekadosh to Chodesh. And there, because otherwise we're going to end up with the wrong day of Rosh Chodesh, right? So it turns out that Bezdin won't be Mekadosh, and it'll now be Molei. But a way that you're telling it me now, so doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but if you're claiming that the Adar, which is Samach L'Nisan, is always Chaser, then what is the point of being Mechal of Shabbos to tell the Bezdin, even if the Edim don't come into Bezdin, Bezdin's going to anyway going to be Mekadosh to Chodesh to make sure that it's Chaser. So why do I need the Kiddush? I'll be the Beidim. Answers the Gemara, because it's a mitzvah, the Kaddish, I'll be Ariyah. The reason that the Edim should come, it's not because they're going to mess up the months, but because that's Gufa included in the mitzvah, HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem means that we are all responsible to see to it that the Chodesh, and Hazeh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing to the new moon. HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem, Kazera Eva Kadesh. So this, there's a mitzvah bezdin kazer eved kadesh. It means that the eidim have to come in front of bezdin to be made. But ainat hinami has nothing to do with whether there's a practical difference. Maybe no practical difference. To be mekayim the mitzvah, this is necessary. And obviously, we still have a lot of problems from our mishnah on this thing to be gotten to tomorrow. I think we should do a little maybe introduction to some of the issues that we're concerned about. We're going to get to tomorrow discussing why it is that we make sure in our calendar to do things that are not alpiria. Because we make sure that let's say, well, we're just talking about over here that Rosh Hashanah shouldn't come out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday, on a Friday. I mean, what do you mean you make sure? Don't you supposed to be HaKadosh HaZalachem? So those are all the issues that now the Gemara is about to begin dealing with. To what extent is Bezdin responsible in an overall calendar, the interrelationship between the Moedim and the Kiddush HaKadosh? Or to what extent is it a body that responds to the information that's being brought in? Whatever it is, clearly the fact that the Torah interrelates the Shana with the Chadashim already puts you on notice that there's some additional responsibility on Bezdin to see to it, not simply to be Makadish to Chadash and Achadash Zalachem, but to see to it when that Achadash Zalachem is there. That's included in the Pasuk of the Shmoras Chadash Aviv, as we'll see. But this, now we're beginning our serious Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah issues. Okay, no.
Before Chazara, please bring 50 shekels.
Yes, the Gemara. The tapuk lay the avila yom shenerag bo gedalia ben achikam. Amarav on yitzchay lo esorat shelefanav. Shelefanav anyway, tapuk lay the avila yom shelachar Rosh Chodesh. No, Rosh Chodesh is the rice of the boy physic. Tanya. Ayomim ha'ela aktorim en begilat tanit. Asurim ben lifneim ben acharei. But Shabbatot v'yomim tovim. Only the Shabbos and the Yontov are asurim, but lifneim ha'acharei mutorim. Why would we say such a thing? Because halolo divrei Torah, vein divrei Torah, tzichim chizuk. Whereas halolo divrei sofrim, tzichim chizuk. Okay, fine. So then typically, the harvel yom shelifnei yom shenerek b'gedalia ben achikam, which is not the Araisa, and it is a holiday. Omer Ravashi, because gedalia ben achikam is like a Araisa. It's divrei Kabbalah. V'divrei Kabbalah, k'divrei Torah domu. Mosiv Rav Tibi bar Masna, v'esim v'tvanya be'ev chodesh adar, atet b'sur tatavata liyudoi d'lo ya'idun li'oraita, shigozer malchut harasha'a shmad, sh'lo ya'asku b'torah, v'sh'lo yamulu et b'neyem, v'sh'yechalalu shabbatot. Tzma'asa Yehuda ben Shamoa v'chadira. Hulchu v'natlu etza b'matronita achat shko g'dole yomi mitzvin etzva. Amra lehen bo'u v'avgino b'alayla. It seems what really was happening is they were supposed to come under her window, and then they were afraid of place blood. Once the cops come, they say, all right, never mind, it's fine. I said, come and be mafkin. Lo vivgina balayla. Lo vivgina balayla. Omru eishamayim. Lo achechem anachnu. Velo b'nei av echad anachnu. Velo b'nei em achad anachnu. Ma nishtaninu mikol umav lashon, shatem gozrim aleinu gzerot kashot ubitlun. ואותו היום עשו יום טוב, ואיסר כדאי את רבות למגילת תענית, כמיית הבטול, אחרניתם מוסיפים. I didn't mention there's a number of different approaches. Rashi himself brings different approaches in different mesechtas when the mice is brought. Whether this was an approach to get the Romans to be merachim on them, or was basically a tefillah l'shamayim, was a tefillah l'din, a shamayim to be teveya edoim l'din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different approaches, not what we generally think of the political ramifications of a Hafganah. Yeah, but we use the same one. So Isaac died the bottom of Gilas Tiny, so Kamaita Batu, Achronaita Mosifim, Vechite Mokinami, was referring to Zman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam. That's not possible because Yehuda ben Shamoah was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir was way after the Hurban, Bosar Achiyami. The Tzadon Kleis Chuchit Shenikvu Veitifa Tochan Ever Omar Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel that Yehuda Ben Shamua Metame Mishum Rabbi Meir the Chachomi Metare. Therefore, we'll have to say that there's a machlokus tanoim about whether Batla Megillah is Tanis. The Tani Hayamim Ha'elu Aktuvim Be'Megillah Tanit Bein Bezvan Shebeit Hamikdash Kayam Bein Bezvan Shein Beit Hamikdash Kayam Asurim Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam Asurim Mipnei Shesimcha Yilehem Ein Bet HaMikdash Kayam Mutarim מפני שאיבלו להם, ויוכת הבטלו ויוכת הלא בטלו. מה? קשה יוכת היוכת או קשה. כאן בחנוכה בפורים, כאן בשאר יומים. על אלו מפני ראש השנה ועל תשרי מפני תקדת המועדות. So then, ממה נפשך? מכיוון אבקה לאלו, זה התשרי לא מנעו. קיתה מדיל בעברו על אלו, אני אומר רבי סימן הברקענה, אומר רב, מימות עזרה ואילך לא מצינו אלו מעובר? That was the whole point of sending out the shluchim for Elo. Ah, true, but lo matzino, that's because lo yitzvich. But it's certainly a theoretical possibility. Ha yitzvich ma'avnina lei. How could you do such a terrible thing? On the kalka Rosh Hashanah? Nu, mutav tikalka Rosh Hashanah, v'lo yitkalka lo kula mo'adot. And by the way, look in the mission, you'll see, dekadam. Diktoni al tishrei. Doesn't say al tishrei mipnei ha-mo'adot. It says al tishrei mipnei takanat ha-mo'adot. Shma mina, that's our main concern. Al kislev mipnei Chanukah v'al adar mipnei ha-purim. Notice that mitabra shana yotzin af al adar sheni mipnei ha-purim, that it doesn't say. Which means, masizalot Rebbe, Tanya Rebbe Omer. Im mitabra shana yotzin af al adar sheni mipnei ha-purim. So leim ha-bokam, if the mar sovar, kol mitzvah se no'agot b'sheni no'agot b'rishon, so you already yotze. So what's the point of sending shluchim? So you better send out shluchim. No. It could be Kuli Alma and Maida that mitzvahs and August B'sheni. Certainly you're not going to be able to Berisha. Aye, what's the question of sending out shluchim for Ad Hasheni? How could be Boshana Kamiflege? Titania Kama Iburshana Shloshim Yom. No. How does that change anything? So Maishla Shloshim. Because you know exactly how many days. So if you say Chodesh, you also know exactly how many days. Omer of Papa, no, Mandi Omer Chodesh means you don't know. That's the point. Rotsa Chodesh of the 29 days. Rotsa Shloshim. Eved Yoshua ben Levi, Shemkila Kaddish of Yerushalayim, Al Shnei Adarim, Shemekachim Otam B'yom Ibureihem, on the 30th day, which is the day that is Roy for the month of Bimu'ubar, you're mekadish them to make sure that it does not become mehuba. In other words, lameimra v'chaserin avdinan melaim lo avdinan, which is lafuke medarshu nachum bachista. Heyed Rabbi Samoy mishum chagai zecharei malachi al shnei adarim shim ratzul asotam shnei melaim osim shneim chaserim osim echad malei v'echad chaser osim v'kach hayu noagim bagola umishum rabbeinu amru. מעולם אחד מלא ואחד חסר, עד שיוודע לך שהוקבע ראש חודש בזמנו. שוכלי למרוק ועדר, הסומך לניסן, ליולם חסר, whether it's an adar sheni or regular adar. מוס ונחמן, על שני חדשים מחללים את השבת, על ניסן ועל תשרי, זה אי אמרת בשלמה, that sometimes adar, הסומך לניסן, is מלא, and sometimes adar, הסומך לניסן, is חסר, so we need to know. So the Edom indeed have to be Shemachim Mechal and Shabbos. Eliyam Adliyolam Chatzis. Anyway, that means that we're going to be doing the Kiddush HaKodesh on Yom Shloshim, whether the Edom show up or not. So my Mechalim, what's the point? Mishum Demitzvah Kadesh Al Pi Ariyah.